Today's daf is Masechet Shabbos, daf Kuf Tes Zayin. The Gemara at the top of today's daf gets into a discussion about the psukim of Vayhi bin So Aaron, Vayom Asher, Kum Hashem, Vayefutzo Ivecha, and so on. These lines contain 85 letters, the minimum number of letters the Gemara says are needed to give the Torah scroll status of being saved in the event of a house fire. Now, in the Torah, these two psukim are set off by upside down nuns before and after these psukim, and everything that follows. Rashi on Chumash alludes to one opinion in our Gemara, that the purpose of these symbols is to let us know that this is not the place where these psukim belong. They belong not at the end of Perek Yud Bamidbar in Parshas Baloscha, but rather back in Perek Beis in the structure of the travel and camping based on the movement of the Aaron. The Aaron was moving, that was time to leave. When the Aaron would rest, that was time to camp. That is the correct spot for Vayhi bin So Aaron. This was the first opinion. Comes Rebbe and says the psukim are in fact in the correct spot, because this is the first instance of traveling from Har Sinai. The purpose of these simaniot, these upside-down nuns, is to tell me that these two psukim constitute their own sefer. And a pasuk from Mishlei, which backs us up, Chatzva Amudei Hashiva, is quoted that the Torah has seven parts to it, which Rav Shmuel ben Nachman, b'shem Rav Yonatan, says that this means, according to Rebbe, there are actually Shiva Chumshei Torah. So what's the Chiddush of Rav Shmuel ben Nachman? The Chiddush is that one could have said, Bamidbar has two Sfarim. The first part, up to Vayhi bin So, then a break for a new Sefer, so it's a book within a book, and then the rest. So why does it have to be three Sfarim? It's literally one story of the journey to Eretz Yisrael through the desert. So the Netziv, in his Hagdama, in his introduction to Sefer Bamidbar, notes the name of Chazal for Sefer Bamidbar. Chazal gave different names to the Sfarim. For example, Sefer Bereishit, Sefer Yashar, Sefer Shmos, Sefer Geula, Sefer Sheni, some say. The Ramban brings, Bamidbar, it's Chumash HaPekudim. Pekudim meaning the countings, because Bnei Yisrael are counted at the beginning of the 40 years, and then again in Parshas Pinchas in the final years. Amazingly, the number is actually the same in these two counts. Says the Netziv, however, the situation of Bnei Yisrael was radically different between these two periods. The beginning years, Hashem conducted himself with the approach of Lamala Min HaTeva. It was a miraculous existence. The man, the well of water, the clouds of glory, the Ananei HaKavod, and so on and so forth. If there wouldn't have been Cheda Meraglim, even the conquering of Eretz Yisrael would have been without weapons, would have been a miraculous victory. But then was the shift of the new generation, born in the desert, to an existence of Hanhagas HaTeva. We want to live our lives through nature. We want to live our lives through the means of the world. Therefore, why they wanted this, explains the Netziv, was to be able to tolerate the existence of the punishments and the existence of the miraculous. The punishments were coming fast and heavy. Look at the Mezonim, Miriam's speech about Moshe. Sending the Raglim was the nation's way of asking Hashem to change the reality to a more natural-oriented reality. Therefore, up until Vayhi bin So Aaron is the Lamala Min HaTeva. And then after it is a new existence, a new Sefer. You know, the Pshat of Rabbeinu Chaye is that these Psukim, Vayhi bin So, were meant to remind Bnei Yisrael, even during a time when things are going naturally, every time you travel, Kuma Hashem Yafutzo Ivecha, Hashem is still the creator and is involved in the world. When it comes to the second opinion of the Gemara, the purpose of the nuns is to create a hefsek between catastrophes, Puranub, the first being by Yisumi Har Hashem, which as our daf says, the Tosos on our daf says, Katinoch Shebareach mi Beis HaSefer. Very nice separating between from Har Sinai with the nuns from the Mizonanim, but right after this you have the Asaf Suf, their taiva for meat. So Ramban explains that Hashem didn't want there to be a chazak of catastrophes. A brilliant chasam sofer, the Rebbe is Lushitaso, since in Bav Metzia Daf Kuf Vav, Rebbe holds a chazaka is two times. Therefore here the nuns are not coming to separate because they still have two in a row, whereas Reb Shimon Gamliel holds a chazaka is three. That's exactly the purpose of the nuns. It comes out that basically the chazaka, the whole concept of the chazaka, Hashem wanted to demonstrate, breaking up these three, Hashem wanted to demonstrate that in our case, Bnei Yisrael, we are tzaddikim. Even when we sin, it's not our nature, it's not who we really are, we are ba'amech kulam tzaddikim.